Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today we're doing the subject of divine healing and we're doing part 36. And our topic today is God's Covenant of Healing, part 1. Even in the Old Testament, God provided healing. Healing started under the Abrahamic covenant. We can read this in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 5 and verse 7. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but you shall be called Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. Verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be the God to you and your descendants after you. We can see in these scriptures that God and Abraham made an everlasting contract or covenant or agreement, an absolute agreement, and God swore an oath in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. In these scriptures here, we see where God has spoken to Abraham and said to him, I want you to offer your son Isaac on the altar. Let me read now from verse 8. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Verse 9. Then they came to the place which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar. There he placed wood in the order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called upon him and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here am I. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear the Lord, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its thorns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the Lord will provide, as it is said this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, you have not withheld your son, your only son. We read further in verses 17 and 18 in chapter 22, where God blesses Abraham and his seed. But let me start from verse 16 again. And said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of the enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. The agreement was sealed in blood. The Hebrew word covenant means to cut, implying where blood flows. The blood covenant is the strongest agreement on earth between man and God. The agreement was sealed in the act of circumcision. We see this in Genesis chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. Starting at verse 9 in Genesis chapter 17, And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. Verse 10. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. In Genesis chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, we see where man was to shed blood, and all that was required by man from God was to walk upright before God. And God would bless the man exceedingly. To walk upright means to keep his covenant, to keep God's word, to keep his commandments. Man could not keep the agreement, failing to hold the terms of the agreement. So God brought in the Levitical priesthood as an institute, offering a blood sacrifice that would atone, that means to cover, that would atone for sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no missions for sin. And we see this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Reading verse 22, And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of the blood there is no remission. The priest offered a lamb on the altar and purchased forgiveness of sins for 1 year, and this was called the atonement. It didn't do away with sin, it just covered the sins for 1 year. God accepted the sacrifice to bridge the gap between sin and righteousness to keep the Abrahamic covenant in operation. We can also see further in the scriptures that Jesus was the last sacrifice of the Old Testament, the Lamb of God that was offered for mankind. We see this in John chapter 1, verse 29. Reading in that verse, "The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" The Old Testament sacrifice only covered sin. The New Testament sacrifice, Jesus, the Lamb of God, did away with the sin completely. We saw this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Reading from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. "Not with blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption." When you accept Jesus as a sacrifice for your sins, you stand before God clean and pure as if it never happened or never sinned. When his sin entered into the world, it brought with it the forces of destruction, of death and sickness, and poverty and fear. When man disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, that opened up the door for sin. It says when sin came into the world, it was followed by death. In other words, the curse came into the world. The curse is not God's doing. It's a result of when you walk away from the blessing, there is the curse. Thank you for being with me for God's Healing Covenant Part 1. Stay with me for Part 2 coming on the next audio. And God bless.